You are listening to a sermon by Carl Brown, recorded on Sunday, May 2, 2021, at Point Grey Interminenite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Well, I started out last week in my spare time working on this, and I was working on something from the lectionary, and it was very difficult. And to my relief, about halfway through the week, I found out it was the wrong lectionary. So I threw all that away. It was the Roman Catholic lectionary. Threw that away and started over again with this lectionary, and it's a wonderful story. I'm very, very happy I got this because I do like this story. The title today is Compliance, Conformity, Obedience. We live in a complex world, and many of our decisions are driven by those three things. How do we as Christians deal with that? Well, the story, I like stories, and this is a very nice story. It's a very tight story. You know, it has a beginning, it has an end, that's it. It's short, and it only has two characters in it. And because of its simplicity, it doesn't seem to have much to teach us. We'll see about that. Now let's look at the who, what, and where of the story. As I said, it's a short story. Who are the characters? Well, there's Philip. And this was not the Apostle Philip. This was Philip the deacon, chosen as one of the seven deacons in Acts 6. And traditionally, he's one of the 70 that Jesus sent out in Luke 10. And that makes things confusing sometimes because he's often referred to as an apostle of the 70. And so that places him. And the eunuch, now he's called, that's all he's given. He's not given a name, but actually I always thought of him as the accountant. Scripture refers to him just as the eunuch, but his life seems best defined as an accountant. In fact, the head accountant of the entire country of Ethiopia. Why? Why were they there? Well, Philip was there in obedience to the Spirit's command, and the accountant, conforming to Jewish tradition, expended tremendous energy and expense to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It was a long journey for him. What did they do there? Well, Philip, obeying the Spirit, explained scripture to the accountant, and the accountant, complying with Jewish law, studied the scriptures. Where did they go afterwards? Philip was transported by the Spirit to another city, and the accountant, he made the rest of his journey, and that was about 4,000 kilometers by ox cart back home. And that seems like a simple story. We'll get back to the story and the surprise ending, which isn't in the Bible, after we look at the other readings. Now, John 15, 1 to 8, the vine, the branch, and the pruning shears. Summarizing it, you could say, we as Christians are weak. God can give us strength if we believe in him. You must believe in me. And just one more verse after our reading, Jesus gives us the command, which is the foundation of Christianity. Love each other as I have loved you. So, believe in me and love in each other. That's straightforward, simple, and pretty easy to understand. It might be a little difficult to follow. That's a challenge. And how do we deal with this challenge in our lives? Looking at John, 1 John. Today we read and and Evan said something very nice about it, about love. And in only 14 verses, love is mentioned 24 times. You'd think somebody was trying to get a message across. So from those verses, the high points are verse 11, we ought to love, and that's compliance. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us, and that's conformity. And verse 21, the commandment we have is to love. Commandments require obedience. We live in this complex world, and many of our decisions are driven by those three things: compliance, conformity, and obedience. Compliance is yielding to an external pressure, and conformity is changing one's behavior to follow the behavior of a group. Obedience is simply following the orders of a higher authority. Now, compliance and conformity have a lot going for them. Conforming to society or even your little clique has innate positive feedbacks. Conform, and you will be considered stylish or perhaps successful. When people say those things about you, it feels nice. It's positive. Compliance is also attractive. Comply with the pressure to wear a mask, and shop clerks are nice to you. We are rewarded when we comply with society's pressures. Obedience is following higher authority and not your desires. Is that attractive? Well, the average 10-year-old has heard enough about obedience to last the rest of his life. Obey your mother, obey your teacher, obey, 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 obey the law. There's no inherent attractiveness in following the orders of a higher authority. Is obedience always good? Not always. Not every higher authority is worthy of being followed. The classic example here is World War II Nazis. Following orders that were inherently evil is not the good thing to do. And so where are we? All three, compliance, conformity, and obedience, are leading forces in our everyday lives. They each have good and bad sides. So is there no rule for our behavior that we can trust? Well, yes, there is. We've heard it already. It's the Lord's rule. Love one another. So now let's return to the accountant and Philip. What was Philip's guide here? It was obedience. The Spirit told him what to do. And knowing that God's Spirit is good, Philip submitted to a higher authority. He went to the road and he went to the chariot. How about the accountant? Well, firstly, he traveled all the way to Jerusalem to worship. Obviously, a man who believed in God. Also, he was studying God's word and welcomed Philip's offer to understand it better. And remember, this fellow is powerful in the queen's court. He can make his own decisions about life. Also, remember that he's managing all the money in the land. He is an accountant's accountant. Now, I think that most people would agree that the average accountant is not one who makes impulsive decisions. Accountant types tend to think things through before making decisions. Yet, in our story, right there and then, with no pressures on him, no society to push him into it, he says, "Here is water, baptize me now." No compliance, no conformity, just obedience to the word of God. And what happens next? Philip is taken by the Spirit off to his next assignment, and some of what happens in his life is recorded later in the Bible. What about the accountant? He goes back to Ethiopia. Then what? And here's the surprise ending. He goes back to Ethiopia, and he spreads the word, which begins the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. We don't hear much about it in our history, were mostly European-based, but it is a church which has survived to this day, with a record, in fact, that outshines most of the European churches. There was a society connection there, and the Ethiopian church was very highly regarded. And in fact, when Martin Luther's Augsburg Confession was published in 1534, a representative of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church examined it and went on record to consider it a good creed. The accountant's story continues for 2,000 years outside of the Bible. He has a couple of feast days. There's a whole society built around him, a church, basically. Sadly, we don't know much about it, but it is there to study if you wish, and the church is still there. And I think the head church is Ada Amin, I think. It's about 1,000 kilometers inland from the east coast of Africa. And so Philip, he made the decision to follow the Spirit's orders. That was obedience. And the accountant made the decision to follow Christ. His grounding in scripture laid a foundation for Philip's explanations, but his decision was made using conformity with Christ's apostles and compliance with the word of God. So let's ask ourselves, is our Christian life driven through the observation of our peers? Are we pulled into our Christian behavior by the society of our choosing? Are the feelings of our heart responsible for our life in Christ? With only an allowed 7 minutes for this sermon, I can't go any farther on that. But let me just sum it all up by saying conformity, compliance, and obedience. All three are used by worldly marketing and advertising to turn our daily decisions against us. But like Philip and the accountant, Christ's rule to love one another is our guide through all decisions. Thank you.